It's Harvest Public Media's Field Notes. I'm Jessica Najunas. Today on the show, grocery shopping with a guy who doesn't really think about nutrition. I'm interested in how people make decisions in the grocery store and if in-store marketing that advocates healthy choices makes much of a difference in what someone might buy. Who better to test out these labels, claims, and scores than someone who never checks the nutrition facts? So I went to KBIA's content director. If you've seen the new website at kbia.org, that's him. He's usually the most enthusiastic about office sweets, like birthday cake.
Okay, say hi, Scott Pham.
Hi, Scott Pham.
Pham is standing outside on a windy and unusually warm day in Columbia, Missouri. We're at the West Broadway Hy-Vee, and the scrap of paper in his hand is blowing around in the breeze.
It's got just a lot of basics on it, like oil, vinegar, rice, cheese, vegetables, and I also think about making a soup, so I'm going to get some stuff to make stock and some beans and make a bean soup.
Now, when Pham goes to the grocery store, he considers price much more than nutrition. He says he generally shops in the healthy perimeter of the store and then ventures inside for ice cream and beer. On this trip, I'm going to ask him to take nutrition into account with a little help from some numbers.
Welcome to Nuval. Welcome to the power of simplicity in a complicated world.
Hy-Vee stores have licensed this thing called the Nuval scoring system. It's based on a secret algorithm developed by Yale scientists, and it's not influenced by the food industry. It's been around since 2007.
Nuval is the nutritional value scoring system that helps consumers finally understand how much nutrition they're getting or not getting from the food they buy. As troubling public health trends such as obesity and diabetes reach epidemic proportions, consumers know they need to eat better. But they're overwhelmed and confused by the whirlwind of nutrition information and claims that surround them.
So Nuval decided to add more to that whirlwind with their own information. And like in the audio you just heard, their idea is really that simple. In 32 grocery store chains across the country, Nuval's little polygonal symbol adorns store shelf price tags, bearing a number from 1 to 100, and it's supposed to let you know how good that block of cheese or fruit drink really is. Here's Senior Director of Nutrition at Nuval, Annette Maggi.
If you have soup on your grocery shopping list, you may not have decided what brand you're going to buy or what flavor you're going to buy, and you can choose in part based on nutrition at the point of purchase. I don't know current data off the top of my head, Jessica, but it's still a fairly high percentage of people who are making final decisions about the products to buy at the point of purchase, and that's the reason we've really gone to the retail shelf as the first location for Nuval implementation.
Yeah, but can a health score sway a skeptic like our shopper Scott Pham?
I think it's silly. I think it's a lot of, I think it's people kind of obsessing over numbers when they should be thinking about their food more. I don't know. I feel like I'm pretty healthy, and I don't think about my food that much, and I can't imagine some kind of weird number system improving that too much.
So we're in the store, and it's the usual scene. Produce workers stacking vegetables and a small group of midday shoppers. Here's the thing about scoring systems like Nuval. Unlike in-your-face on-package labeling like fresh, organic, or family-owned, the Nuval score sort of hides out on the price tag until you discover it. To be honest, I was pretty skeptical about the Nuval system, but its silent power is undeniable once revealed to you in the store. Those numbers staring back at you, you might find yourself agonizing over the arbitrary difference between a 31 and a 32.
Cucumbers are 93. That's surprising to me because they're basically like water, right?
It's surprising because you think it should be higher or lower?
I think it should be lower. It's kind of like an apple, right? It's like there's not a lot of substance to it. It's mostly water. You have to eat a lot of it to get anything out of it. So I'm getting some cauliflower now. It's $3. This is awesome because I bought cauliflower last week and it was $4. So saving a dollar here. I don't know why. Maybe it makes me a little suspicious, but it looks like the same stuff I usually buy. And has a 100 Nuval, which is great because I love cauliflower. I eat it all the time. I feel like it's kind of confirming a lot of stuff that I knew instinctively, you know? And I feel like, and in some ways, it's making me feel like I eat better than I think that I do, you know? I'm not super health conscious, but I don't think I'm super unhealthy either. Onions here, it's a 93. I didn't think it'd be 93. I always thought onions were mostly just for flavor.
Pham has filled the bottom of his cart with fresh vegetables, and if you didn't know the guy, you would think he was a vegetarian or a juicer.
Dude, look, this is a 99. I didn't know that. Well, I figured they... I don't even know... The thing is, I don't even know what makes it healthy. You see, it's like a 99, but like what vitamin is in mushrooms or like what... I have no idea, you know?
So it sounds like your interest is getting a little bit piqued here. Like, you want to know not only the score, but why it's being scored that high?
I guess I'm a little curious.
So it's working a little bit.
Maybe it's working. Yeah, maybe it's working. But it's also confusing me a little bit, too. Like, I know that fruit has vitamin C and not much else, right? So if you get nothing but high-scoring fruit, you're not going to be healthy because you're only eating vitamin C, even though you're getting this awesome Nouveau score. You know? I don't know. Also, I don't know what to do this. Am I supposed to add it up? Do I tally it up or something? Like, what is the end?
At this point in the shopping trip, the Nouveau scoring system has hardly phased Pham into reconsidering his choices. After all, it's pretty easy to score high in the produce section and feel good about your chosen veggies in the process. Most vegetables score in the 90s. So now we've moved on to a more complicated section of the store.
So I'm seeing a lot of rows of chicken breasts at the butcher counter here. Most of them are flavored with some stuff. I never get the flavored stuff.
A long, chilled meat case lines the back of the store, and cuts of salmon, chicken, and beef have been arranged on the green garnish. In the case, the fish is one of the only foods with a Nouveau score. Salmon scores an 87.
Yeah. Do your meats have the Nouveau scores? Do they? Do
yes.
Any? Yeah?
Uh-huh.
I don't see them. Where are they?
Over
there? Okay. So it's obviously a marketing thing. I imagine that if there's something they have that they sell a lot of all the time that has a poor Nouveau score, that they just don't have a lot of incentive to put it on that item, right? I'm looking at the packaged smart chicken stuff. I've never heard of that brand, but I just assume it's like the nicer chicken. It's a couple of chicken breasts, sometimes three chicken breasts, and kind of like a... And it has a label with a chicken that it has some kind of graduation cap on its head, like it went to college shortly before being slaughtered for meat. Maybe I'll get one of those. But it's a 39 Nouveau. That is a little depressing after I have been buying nothing but 90-something Nouveaus.
Okay, so at this point, the poultry options and the respective Nouveau scores have confused Pham. He might be a little swayed by it, too. David L. Katz, the brain behind Nouveau, blogged in defense of his system last year. In it, he said it's not confusing to use, more like surprising. The key to the Nouveau system is to compare within food groups, not across department boundaries. But tell that to shoppers like Scott Pham, who, after using the system for less than 10 minutes, wanted to know more than just what score his chicken breast earned. He wanted to know why, and he couldn't shake the feeling that Nouveau was just another way to get him to buy food. Food that maybe he can't afford. We've moved back to the fish area, and the high-scoring salmon is right in front of us. On our way over here, we noticed the cheapest chicken breast in the meat section, in the butcher case, doesn't have a Nouveau score listed.
So, I mean, my thinking is that they have a lot of incentive, right? They have a business incentive to put the Nouveau scores here because they're already high and it's expensive. And they have an incentive not to put the scores on the meat, which is pretty cheap. Maybe it's easier for somebody to be like, you know what, that's a low Nouveau score. I shouldn't be spending money on that.
Pham goes for the dollar value and picks up the cheaper chicken without the Nouveau score.
Yeah, I just need a couple of chicken breasts. Look, the cocktail sauce has a 24 Nouveau. You think that's with other cocktail sauces or all sauces together?
We're paying for groceries, and I've planned one more stop on the shopping trip.
Okay.
Out in the parking lot, we're sitting in my car, and Scott Pham has a container of orange juice and a block of cheddar cheese on his lap. We're going to run some tests.
I'm
going to
use the Foodicate app on my Android phone.
The Foodicate app is free on any smartphone, and it was developed by Hemi Weingarten in California. Weingarten told me he developed the app after he found a suspicious-looking color dye listed in the ingredients section on a food product he purchased for his kid. He did a little research and found the dye has been linked to certain cancers, and he wished that he had known that in the store before he fed it to his family. The app is simple. Scan a barcode with your phone, and you get more information than just a number.
I'm scanning my Minute Maid Premium Home Squeeze Style Juice with calcium and vitamin D. I didn't mean to get the calcium and vitamin D one. I suppose that's fine, though.
And if you remember, this got a Nouveau score in the 20s, in the high 20s.
Okay, so I'm scanning the orange juice code. And this says it's a B-. I mean, if you're thinking about 100% as, like, grades, 20 or 30% is easily an F. So B-, that sounds a lot better than what the Nouveau told me.
And the app says a lot more, too. It has information about each ingredient, it compares the juice to other beverages, and lets us know that orange juice is closer in nutrition to soda than actual fruit.
I don't know. There's like two things going on, right? It's like the way that this might inform my eating and the way this might inform my purchasing, you know? So I think it might be more likely to inform my eating than my purchasing, you know? Like, Nuvial was just invented, but dollars are dollars, and I need to worry about that first. But maybe I'll start thinking about, like, I don't know, like the fact that onions are pretty healthy. That's a cool thing. I don't know. But I guess the Nuvial scores kind of make me want to go learn more, actually, because I don't trust them that much. But I also believe that it's reflective somehow of reality. So the fact that onions got a good score is interesting. I don't know why it is that they got a good score, so maybe I'll look that up.
That's it for Field Notes. For more reporting on Nuvial, go to harvestpublicmedia.org.
Harvest Public Media is a reporting team based in four Midwestern states, Missouri, Nebraska, Iowa, and Kansas. We're here to tell stories of the farmers who feed us and explore issues surrounding the production and consumption of food and fuel. Harvest Public Media is funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. You can find us online at harvestpublicmedia.org.